4 past the hour. I am Mark Maron. That's Mark Danner who's with me. Mark Riley's still on vacation in England. Mark Danner, of course, is a regular writer for the New Yorker. His book is called Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror, which is available on morningsedition.com. And it's nice to have you. You got
Thank you.
Bagel.
You're it's all great set. To be, this is a great bagel. It's, I think it's the best bagel I've ever had. Really.
Well, great.
I was on NBC once. Their bagel was nothing compared to this bagel.
Well, we do something right. We know the place to get bagels.
This is a class outfit.
Oh,
I'm here to tell everybody.
Well, wait till you hear this guy. He's a regular caller to our show, and he's on the. I can see him on the line now. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. Now, I was listening, and I heard what you said about putting Mickey Mouse in the manger.
Yeah.
Now, okay?
Yeah.
We like to have our little jokes here.
Yeah.
That's going too far. All right? We agreed on that. I'm glad you were at Disneyland, though.
Yeah.
It'll cheer you up. It's the happiest place on earth.
It is.
It really is.
It's also disturbing in a way.
Well, all right. I wasn't disturbed, but perhaps you were.
He's very nice today, Lawton Smalls.
He really is.
So, look, you know, we got, you know, we're it is a holiday season,
yes.
And I think it's a
yes.
good time to bring up the subject of compassion.
Well, I love that subject, Mark, since we are living under one of the most compassionate presidential administrations in American history with George W. Bush. You know, W stands for weeping.
Oh, come on.
Wet tears of compassion.
No.
Well,
no.
Springs just bubbling up.
Oh,
inside.
Come on.
Wistful.
No, come on. Come
West,
on. Come on. Really? Now, tell me.
Willy Wonka?
tell me this. Do you think that Donald Rumsfeld showed compassion for the families Weeple? Of soldiers who died in Iraq by having a machine sign condolence letters, Lawton?
Well, absolutely.
A machine.
Absolutely. Now, look. Secretary Rumsfeld knows that nothing hurts a man's ability to be compassionate more than writer's cramp.
Oh, come on.
Naturally,
come on.
He had
come
a machine on. Sign those for him.
That seems
the
little,
only option, really.
Look, it's a little bit impersonal to express condolences in such a cold, mechanical way, Lawton.
Let me tell you something, mister.
Yes.
Mother Teresa did it all the time.
Come on.
It is a well-known fact that she never entered a leper colony without her signature signing machine.
That's,
you can look that up.
That's crazy.
Okay.
You're making
she
that
was
up.
Shifty.
That
way,
you're making that up.
What?
You're making...
Winter Wonder.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? Okay. What about the fact that President Bush never goes to military funerals? How about that? Do you call that compassionate?
Yes. Yes, Mark, George W. Bush is a wartime president,
yeah.
and he should not have to complicate his life with things like death and mortality.
That's crazy.
And while we're on the subject, I'd like to ask you a question.
What?
Why don't you show a little compassion for the president?
Oh, come on. That's not my job.
Mark,
I'm not going to do it.
Did you know
what?
That most funerals are held on weekends?
Okay.
Which is exactly when most of your NASCAR races, football games, and rodeos are broadcast.
That's ridiculous.
And yet you expect our president, who is a huge sports fan, to attend a military funeral, even if it misses the big game?
Oh, come
He's
on.
He's a man's man. You expect him to spend his precious Sunday afternoons how? Watching grown men celebrate every play, regardless of how mediocre, or holding hands with a bunch of grieving widows and orphans.
Now, this is a little...
Now, that's not a choice.
This is a little creepy.
Not all right, a
okay. Against my better
judgment...
Against my better judgment...
Weasel.
I'm going to follow your line of logic and ask, couldn't he tape the games, Lawton? I mean, I'm sure he could never... I mean, he could probably not figure out how to do it, but I'm sure one of the Secret Service guys, they have a TiVo, don't they?
If you punch me, do I not feel that punch in my rib?
I don't
even
know.
That is so insensitive. Have you ever taped a game to watch later? Do you spend all your time worrying someone's going to tell you the final score before you watch it, and everyone you know is talking about the game, so you got to go out of your way, make it a point that don't tell me the final score.
All
I'm going to watch it later.
Okay, I guess that happens, but I don't understand. What's it? What happened?
People never shut up. They can't resist talking about the game, and nobody ruined it for me.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, Oklahoma beat Texas. Did you see that?
Right.
Auburn beat Florida. Did I get to see that? No. Where's your compassion?
All right, okay.
Everybody can talk about compassion. You got none.
All right, dude. It's okay.
Lawton,
it's okay,
some
man.
People love football.
Right, okay, I could see how it'd be. I could see how it'd be much more upsetting then. All right. You know, it's much more upsetting than young and men and women dying overseas. All right.
I miss lots of
sure.
games. People yeah, ruin lots of games.
All right. Okay. All right, buddy.
you wouldn't tell me the score before I saw the game, would you? Because
no,
you're my friend, right?
I don't. I guess,
you're
man.
You're my best sports buddy, aren't you?
I guess, man. I guess. All right. Just take it easy, man. Take it easy. It's just a personal thing, apparently.
All right.
Okay.
Well, now, if you wouldn't tell me, neither would W. His heart is as big as Texas.
All right.
I
saw that.
We got a lot of football coming up. We're going to watch
it
together, aren't we?
All right. Thank you, Ellen. Thank
God loves you.
Yeah, I
deal
know.
With it. Right, Huckamore.
See you at Disney World.
Get that guy some help.
How do you like that?